This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What feels like a monster win tonight for the Buffalo Sabres, we see it getting done. Buffalo 3, the Islanders 1. The Sabres beat the first place team in the Metropolitan Division. It's 2 points. Boy, does it feel bigger than that. Sabres get a much-needed win on home ice as we welcome you here to 716 Food and Sport. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the official Paul William Belt Sabres post-game show. Sabres playing a very good game tonight against a very good team. Defensively, pretty solid in their own end. They got outstanding goaltending from Linus Allmark and some timely plays from their captain, Jack Eichel, setting up Jeff Skinner and Jason Pominville for goals. And then the fourth line contributing Larson, Oposo, and Gergensen's getting in on what turns out to be the goal that gives them a little comfort down the stretch. Sabres pick up the 3-1 win. And tonight, I thought if there was going to be maybe a little mini run in this Sabres team here through the month of February, this was the night that I felt like if fans were going to maybe reinvest for at least the next near future here, the next little while, if they get tonight, it's an opportunity to do so. As we look ahead here, I feel an opportunity for Buffalo to maybe now finally, and I even feel bad going down this road because they haven't done it since December. That's win 2 in a row. But I feel like maybe here's a stretch where I would even maybe want to get greedier. You've got 2 days of rest with no travel. A Ranger team coming in that has been very up and down this year. A beatable team. Then the Devils, who are sitting in last in their division in the Metro. Then Florida, one of the low point total teams this year. I know the Sabres have struggled, but there's an opportunity here maybe with the opponents, Rangers, Devils, Panthers coming up here, that maybe a win streak can develop. And to have a win streak, you need one. And, well, tonight's it, and I know I'm looking ahead, and we're here to talk about tonight's game, but I feel like the reinvestment of fans after you see what they've done tonight against a good team. Now, that's 3 games in a row where defensively they've played fairly sound in their own end. They've got very good goaltending from Linus Allmark twice, Carter Hutton once, and the Sabres tonight get a 3-1 victory. All right, coming up here on the postgame, we'll be heading to the Sabres dressing room in just a few moments. Paul Hamilton is on his way there now, so we'll get some player reaction from this victory tonight over the Islanders. Also, Phil Housley's live postgame comments are coming up in just a little bit. Of course, Paul will be in there for that, as well as the rest of the media. When the Sabres head coach makes his way to the podium, we'll take you there live. Of course, all the necessary stats, highlights, and breakdown. Busy night in the NHL. All the teams that are basically involved with the Sabres in the playoff race are all playing tonight, so we'll break down those games for you, update you on the standings, and we welcome your phone calls. The local number in Buffalo is 803-0550, 803-0550. Toll free, no matter how you're listening around the world tonight, it is 1-888-550-2550, 1-888-550-2550. You can send our station a text. Feel free to do so, 550-550. That's that number. If you want to send me a tweet, go ahead and do so on Twitter at BrianWGR. Well, tonight, your best players played like your best players, and you got contributions from others. That's a complete team win. First of all, started net. Linus Allmark was tremendous. Definitely thought he was the best player on the ice. He continues to play well. And if I'm Phil Housley, I don't take him out. The next time maybe you think about it is back-to-back. More on that in a minute. We're going to the locker room live. Here's first Jason Pominville with Paul Hamilton.
Game you guys were expecting tonight.
Yeah, I think they're one of the better teams defensively in the league. And they clogged it up pretty good in the neutral zone, and I thought we did a pretty good job too. I thought we obviously they had a push in the third, but we defended hard for most of the game. Chances were pretty tight, tough to earn opportunities, and I mean those are playoff type games. Those are the games that you want to find a way to win, and it's nice to come up on top of that for sure.
How good did it feel to come out and finally get those 2 points instead of just coming close?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Detroit, we played pretty solid defensively. We were able to win a game. Then we go against probably one of the better offensive teams in the league. I thought we did a pretty good job defending. We were, 3-4 minutes away from at least getting a point, but we cracked. So it's nice to rebound the way we did tonight. For sure, that we defended hard. It didn't limit us from getting opportunities, and again, away from their push in the third there, I thought we did a lot of good things and made them earn their opportunities.
You mentioned to me this morning about getting behind the defense and using the speed. It seemed like that's exactly what you did on the goal. You beat the defenseman to the goaltender.
Yeah, turnover. I think Ike's got a stick, and we were able to go, and I just drove the net. I mean, what a pass by him. Not many guys can make that type of play on your back end, and I was able to find a hole. But, yeah, it starts with defending, cause a turnover in the neutral zone, and off we go. So, yeah, it was nice to get one of those freebies for sure.
Does it show what you guys are capable of when you play with more structure, especially defensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think any team's a good team when they play well defensively and when they play with structure, and when you get away from it and you hand free opportunities and you don't make them earn their breakouts. It makes any team easier to play against. And I thought we got away from that for a little bit. Now we're trending in the right direction. We got one more at home here, so hopefully we can carry on and then go on the road and keep this thing going.
What's changed the last three games defense-wise? Is it just a willingness to play defense?
Yeah, willingness, awareness. We had a meeting in the room, players, and then coaches showed a bunch of video as well, and just recognition, and it's that time of year. It's not flashy hockey, but it's that time of year. It's the time of year that you need to defend to win games, and I think everybody's starting to realize that, and we put ourselves in a good spot. We got to make sure that we keep pushing and keep trying to climb.
Jason Pominville, the post game, Brian, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Jason. Pominville getting his 13th of the season. It ends up being the game winner on a real nice feed for Michael. Pominville, though, going hard to the net. Give him credit for that. You know Eichel can make the play. Head to the net, he's going to do something special with the puck. And for Pominville, he even said he had the easy part of it there, just the tap-in. That was 6:49 into period number two. That put Buffalo up 2-1, and ultimately that was all that they needed. Linus Allmark on the other end was excellent. The Sabres don't have back-to-back games until the end of the month when they've got some road games. But the next five games are all with space in between. Is the plan to play Linus Allmark in all of them? If he keeps playing like this, I might consider it. As long as he keeps winning, I know that ultimately I don't want a win or a loss by the team if the goalie plays great to maybe make the decision, but look at, there's two more days of rest here with no travel. Allmark has to be in again on Friday. If they win there, you still got Friday night, you're home. Saturday, you travel a very short flight to New Jersey for the Devils team. And at this point, you can't take anybody lightly. If Linus Allmark gives them the best chance to win, you got to put them back in. All right, back to the room. Here's the captain now, Jack Eichel, live.
Jack, how much was that just to grind it out and do the little things you needed to do to pull out a game at the end?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it right on there. For us, it was about keeping the puck out of our net and trying to be opportunistic when we got the chance. So it was a good game. I thought we checked well. I don't think we got a whole lot offensively, but I don't think we gave up a whole lot. And, you know, I think that they're one of the better defensive teams in the league, and they don't give up a whole lot. So, you know, it was good. We just we matched their intensity. I thought we did a good job in our D zone, and you know, we get 2 points.
How much do you have to stay patient against them and not break, and maybe
Learn
a little lesson from
Sunday? No, you're right. Obviously, you got to stay patient against a team like that, you know, because, you know, they sure do. And they check well for 60 minutes, and they don't give you a whole lot of room. And, you know, they definitely are pretty opportunistic, but I thought Linus did a good job of making the saves tonight, and our D did a good job, and I thought we just, you know, played a good team game, and, you know, like I said, it's a good win for us at home.
Jack, you had that set play off the faceoff last game of the game before, I don't remember which one, to Skinner, and it worked this time to where Skinner was able to pick the corner.
Yeah.
Is it nice for it to work when it just missed the first time?
Yeah, it's you know, it's a good shot by him. It's a good pick by Palmer to give him a little bit of room. And I think, you know, between Palmer, myself, and their defenseman, I think Lenny screened probably a little bit. And Skins does a good job getting a shot through, and it's a big goal for our team.
You had one shot on goal in that game, and how much do you feel that you were having still a tremendous amount of impact doing different things, like the back pressure on one goal and than shooting the puck?
Yeah, you know, special teams, obviously not too many power plays, so, you know, no shots on there. And then, I mean, like you said, I thought, you know, I thought I did a good job back pressure and trying to play hard in our own zone. You know, if you're not going to score, you got to help the team do other things, and I just try to do that.
Jack, say what you will about what happened Sunday in the loss, but this team has really bought in defensively and played some three straight efficient games. Yeah. What about the buy-in that you've
seen? Yeah, it's good to see. It's there's a lot of desperation to keep the puck out of our own end, and you know, I think we could still clean some things up. We were giving teams some second and third opportunities, and you know, in terms of, you know, when we're breaking the puck out, we're giving it back to them, and we're getting caught out there a little bit. But I think, you know, we can all agree that, you know, when guys do get caught out there and they get cycling, guys are desperate. We're working hard to keep the puck out of our net, and I think our goalies have played very well the last three games, and it's a team effort, so it's good to see. I mean, we don't want to give up the goals that we were giving up prior to the last few games, but, you know, it's good that we cleaned it up, and you just got to keep moving forward. And you know, I always say the more we play in their end, the less they're going to be in our end. So, you know, I think the more we feed our forecheck, play in their end, and get pucks below their goal line, it's a recipe for success. It makes it easier on our defensemen. So I thought we did that.
Sorry, Jack. A lot has happened in these six games. I mean, you guys have a chance to get out of it with 9 points Friday. I mean, how much would that be a pretty decent achievement given all you've gone through?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's probably been a bit inconsistent, but we have a good test on Friday against a team that's playing really good hockey. I mean, you know, you see the Rangers, they're beating some good hockey teams right now, and it's going to be important for us to come out and have a really good effort on home ice to end this homestand.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Eichel in the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there's the captain, Jack Eichel. Two really, really nice assists. I was mentioning the one to set up Pominville, and then he talked about the one off the draw. That set play, he and Skinner, they've tried that numerous times this year. When Skinner's on the wing, though, like that, it gives him a little more chance to kind of step into the shot there, coming from the wall side. And, yeah, give credit, too. I mean, kind of thinking about how he described it, Pominville kind of setting the pick there on one of the Islanders to give him some room. There's traffic in front. I mean, it's a solid kind of team effort, collaboration to make that whole thing there. Yes, the skill portion of it with the puck is Eichel cleanly winning it. Normally in a situation like that, you win the draw. You just push it, pull it back. But he able to steer it over to Skinner. Okay, back to the room. Here's Linus Allmark now live.
Linus, you guys have played 1-2 out of the last three games, have played well defensively in the last three. What has been the difference from what you've seen in the last three games defensively?
Kept it simple from the start and played very good, solid defensively-wise, all 60 minutes. And basically just kept it very simple, chip out, chip in, stuff like that.
Also, you've been able to make the big saves at the big times, too. To, you know, if your team needs you, you've been there for them. How gratifying is that for you to be able to do that recently for them?
It's very gratifying. You know, I'd rather have zero shots and zero goals against in a game than to have a lot of shots and a lot of breakaways and stuff like that. So whenever the opportunity comes and they have a breakaway or whatever, obviously I want to save everyone. And luckily kept the puck out of the net today.
Linus, how big of a lift? You know, after, you know, you lose the momentum, the team loses the momentum by giving up that goal in the last 30 seconds. To see Jack Eichel respond and set up Jason Palmer to put you guys ahead 6 minutes into the second. How big of a lift was that?
Oh, it's huge. But we also know, like, it's a bad bounce. Nothing we can do about it. So it wasn't like we were sad or anything, hanging our heads about it. You know, it's just how hockey is. And you got to take for what it is. You know, we played that period pretty well. We knew that coming in second, that we just got to keep doing what we're doing best.
What about the maturity this team has shown? You know, it's after giving up, having struggles defensively, to be playing the way it has, even the Winnipeg game, you know, giving up those two goals, but the way, the consistency that seems to be emerging in this team over the last couple of days, or, you know, games.
I don't get the question.
You were struggling defensively, and now over the last three games you've been consistent defensively. What do you make, what about the what's what has this team bought in on defensively to make the change since giving up, since struggling defensively?
What's been, like, I'm having a hard time understanding what you're... Are you asking of if we... What we've been doing as of late? When
as of late, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, like I said before, we keep it simple. Chip in, chip out, box out, and we played hard. And, you know, there's a tough league to play, and especially now when we're in the playoffs race, you have to play hard every day. You can't take any games for granted. There's not going to be any freebies.
Linus Hallmark on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Linus Hallmark there. Before that, we heard from the captain, Jack Eichel. Before that, Jason Pominville. All the interviews, part of our Blue and Gold Locker Room Report, brought to you by Fidelis Care. Quality health coverage, it's our mission. Visit FideliscCare.org. 3-1, Sabres win. Can they finish off the homestand on a high note? Maybe salvage what was a homestand that looked like it was heading down the wrong path. Rangers next Friday night, 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. If you want to join us here, the number to do so, 803-0550. That's the local number in Buffalo. Toll free, no matter where you're listening around the world, 1-888-552-550. When we come back, we'll kind of see if we can tell you where the standings look. A lot of games still going on. Carolina's playing in Ottawa. Boston's at home against Chicago. You've got Tampa still in action. Flyers are playing. Maple Leafs playing. We'll get you posted on all these games. Capitals, Blue Jackets have just gone final. So we'll update you on what the East looks like, where the Sabres sit after they pick up a big 2 points tonight. Phil Housley's postgame comments are coming up. Highlights, stats, your phone calls, all coming up here on the Paul William Belt postgame show. For all of our local affiliates, though, we're going to say goodnight to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com. For all of you on our flagship here in Buffalo on Sports Radio 550, more postgame coming up. We're live at 716 Food and Sport. And 3-1 is the final. Buffalo over the New York Islanders. And I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. All right, Brian Colziel back here on the post game. We interrupt the commercial because Phil Housley's coming live to the podium. We take you there live to hear from the Sabres head coach.
You know, very good checking team. You're not going to get a lot from them. Just by their goals against. I thought the guys did a terrific job. We stuck to our game. You know, we get that early goal in the first, which we settled into our game after that. We got a lot of quality offensive zone time and some good looks. Just thought we missed the net a lot in the first. But, you know, we allow that goal. It's a bad bounce in, at the end of the first. And I like the way the guys responded because, you know, giving up a goal at the end of the period can – maybe affect you going in the second period, but that wasn't the case. We come back and we get that second goal, you know, and Larry finishes off a really important goal for us in the third, but I just like the way guys are checked, and that's the way it's going to be, you know, coming down the stretch here. It's not really flashy, but it gives you an opportunity to win hockey games.
You were in a defensive crisis the first three games of this homestand. Is it just a case where, like you say, guys aren't cheating as much and they've become more responsible that has been the key thing in these last three games?
I think it goes back to what we were talked about before the start of the season, our checking detail, and that's, you know, we're attacking the game, we're doing good things, you know, with the puck, but even off our forecheck, I think the guys are realizing that the forecheck's over. You know, we got to reload, and our F3 is doing a good job of pushing everything to the outside. Our rush coverage is a lot better. It's a team over there that likes to pull up a lot, and guys were reading off each other where we're stopping in the position. So, you know, there's a couple things we can clean up, especially in the third, but we didn't break. And, you know, they had some good looks, and we just stayed tight in our defense.
I think Jack only had one shot on goal, but, his two-way game was really impressive. Did you like the way that he responded?
Yeah, it's funny because it was one of those games where he's trying to create, and some things aren't going his way, but he didn't get frustrated. He just, you know, stuck with the game plan, and then, you know, he winds up with a couple of important assists for us, and I thought that line was really good for us tonight, not by their offensive contribution, just the way they were moving the puck.
Larson's line gives you a big goal. What has made that line work now for a few weeks?
It's just about their work. It's just about their work, and they keep the game simple. They gain zones. They get it in deep, and they go to work. When they're in the zone, they hang on the pucks. They're tough to play against down there. It's good to see them to get rewarded. And, you know, Larry, you know, talk about winning that race to the net. He wins a race to the net and buries it and makes sure it goes in. So they've provided some really good energy for us.
Is
Casey Mittelstadt a long-term thing or a short-term
thing? No, it's day-to-day with him.
Day-to-day.
Thank everyone.
All right, there's Sabres head coach Phil Housley. Happy about the team's performance tonight. If you maybe didn't hear Paul there right at the end, he asked about the status of Casey Mittelstadt, and his response was that he is day-to-day. So that is good news. If you didn't notice, Mittelstadt did not take warm-ups tonight and then did not play. C.J. Smith ended up filling in for him offensively up front. Rodriguez moved up to take Mittelstadt's center position on line two. All right, 3-1, Buffalo victorious. We're going to get to phone calls in a moment, 803-0550, but let's get to the highlights from this one. In the 3-1 Buffalo win, we will pick it up 16-25 into period number one. Eichel, right off the draw, sets up Jeff Skinner for the opening goal of the night.
It ain't broke. The score! Jeff Skinner had a chance to take a shot. He did. He found the corner. 1-0 Buffalo.
Skinner now up to 34 on the year. Eichel sets him up right up the draw. 1-0 Buffalo is the score. Before the period ends, Casey Cizikas gets his 13th. That was just 23 seconds to go in the period to tie things up at 1. We'll go to period 2 now, and here's your game winner, Eichel from the wall, feeding Pominville, going hard to the net.
Eichel in over the Islander line. Eichel clears it in front with a shot. They score! Jason Pominville ups the population as he gets the go-ahead goal. 2-1 Buffalo.
Pominville up to number 13 now on the year at 6:49 of the second. It's the game-winning goal. It's the big moment of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Now we go to the third period, and maybe another big moment of the game. This one right here, Linus Allmark coming up big on Clutterbuck.
As comes to center, and over the line, there's a chance now for the Islanders' backhand on the goal crease. Kept in there, now another whack at it. That's knocked back into the corner. What a save by Omar. There's another blast that goes wide of the net.
Yeah, the play continued on in the Saber end, and he made a couple of more big saves. That one, though, the breakaway coming in to keep it a 2-1 game is the save of the game, brought to you by Geico Local Office West Seneca. Save up to 15% in just 15 minutes. Get your free Geico quote from local agent Scott Kaltman. Remain 2-1 Buffalo, late third period. Buffalo getting the comfort goal they needed from Johan Larson as he taps in the Oposo shot.
Here's Gergensen's knocking it free behind the net. Came right out in front, the shot, they score! Oposo let the shot go, everybody took a whack at it, but Buffalo has taken a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, the huge sigh of relief in the building tonight when that one goes in with 2:25 left on the clock. Larson's fifth, Oposo and Gergensen's the assist. 3-1 Sabres, and that ends up being your final. 3-1 Buffalo. All of our highlights today on the broadcast delivered by Speed Global Services. Around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. All right, a couple of final notes here, then we'll get to some phone calls. Shots in the third, 12-10 Buffalo. Sabres end up with just 22 shots, but a tough team to get shots against. The Islanders give up very little. They give up the least amount of goals in the league, but the Sabres tonight will take it. New York had 25 shots, Buffalo 22. Only one penalty in the game. Cizikas went for tripping in the second. That was it. Sabres 0-1 on the power play. New York never went on the power play. Winning goaltender, Linus Allmark. He was excellent. 25 shots, 24 saves. Robin Leonard, the loss, 22 shots, 19 saves. Your three stars are all from Buffalo. Pominville with a goal. He was star number three. Eichel with two assists, star number two. And Linus Allmark, star number one. No doubt about it tonight. Linus Allmark is the high-impact player of the game. Brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women who travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance at KeyBank Center, 16,894. Buffalo next plays at home to finish off the seven-game homestand. Friday night, the New York Rangers will be in town. We'll have pregame at 6. Hope you can be with us right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Yeah, some good things tonight. Skinner scoring, Eichel two assists to set him up. Monster night from Allmark. Even I thought Larson's line was excellent in the game. Even before they had scored that third goal, they produced, I thought, some real nice chances and kept some good possession in the offensive end, which we don't always get out of that line. Okay, we will step aside when we come back. Phone calls will be front and center. If you're on hold, stick there. Sabres 3, Islanders 1 is the final. I'm Brian Colziel. More Paul William Belts postgame from 716 right after this on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
And the Islanders are going to bring it back in with Clutterbuck coming in over the line and shooting one right on. And knocked away and cleared into the corner. And Clutterbuck got dumped unceremoniously by Dahlin.
There's Rasmus Dahlin with our hit on Clutterbuck. It's the Seneca Poker Deck of the Game, brought to you by Seneca Poker, inside the Seneca Niagara Casino, the real deal for winners only. Welcome back here to the Paul William Belts postgame show. I'm Brian Colziel. Wanted to remind you that Phil Housley's postgame comments from earlier, his press conference, brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. 3-1, Sabres over the Islanders. Buffalo now 3-2-1 on the homestand. And here's a note. I want to thank Sneaky Joe from our afternoon show for pointing this out to me. The Sabres now have passed last year's point total as we bring Pat Malacaro in. Last year, the Sabres finished with 62 points. Now in 56 games, they have 63, Pat. So ultimately, regardless of where you're at with this team, regardless of, you know, did they suck us in with the 10-game winning streak? Are they not as good? Are they happy? Should we be happy? Should we be not? At the very least, if you're going to just solely base the argument on last year, they are doing well. They're ahead of that total already.
And they passed last year's win total a couple of wins ago, too. Yeah. So, yes, do you sit here and say you had a 10-game winning streak, you were the best team points-wise in the league right around Thanksgiving, when historically the majority of teams, the vast majority of teams that are in a playoff spot at that time of the year end up in one at the end of the season? Now, there's still 20 games, 21 games for the Sabres to get back in the playoffs.
Right.
But as of right now, they're not. It's still, I think, enough signs of progress that you can say this team is showing signs that they are better than last year. Sure, part of it is the roster. Sure, part of it is you've got the number one overall pick who, if he plays up to his potential, could be a generational franchise defenseman for your team. So you've got that guy in his first year, and you've made some moves. You've had contributions from a lot of different players that you didn't have last season that can go to show you that this team is better off than they were a year ago.
Absolutely. 3-1 the final. Sabres victorious. Let's grab some phone calls here on the postgame. Seth is going to lead us off. Hi, Seth. Go ahead. You're on the air. Seth, hello. All right. I guess we don't have Seth. Put him on hold. Let's try Franklin next. Hi, Franklin. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
So I just wanted to call and talk about that transition game that we had. You know, it was very well, and then the offensive possessions were good. I think we had some mistakes transitioning into defense, but altogether I think that was a great game. And then also the calling and the wooing helped a lot, I think, in this.
All right, Franklin, thank you. Yeah, I don't know what you mean by transition there. I guess back and forth.
Tonight,
Sabres were able to transition nicely, but
tonight,
yeah.
Was one of those nights where you mentioned there was only one penalty called. You never felt like there were many infractions that could have been called.
Yeah.
The first period was over, and we're both sitting there. Like, what happened? There were a couple of goals, but
between the two of us up in the booth, Pat, we're pretty good about complaining about officiating. And neither of us said anything tonight.
Right.
I don't remember sitting there like gesturing over to you like, geez, what are they not going to call anything? Because I say that a lot to you. You know how I like to get out there.
Right.
But between the two of us, we usually are looking for things like that. And
right.
Neither of us mentioned it at all tonight.
No, and maybe that's the way the Islanders play the game. And the Sabres didn't play into their hands. But, you know, there wasn't a lot really in between the hash marks a lot tonight, in between the faceoff dots. And there's a lot of up and down, but not really a lot of offense. And when you've got a game like that, you don't really have a lot of those interference or, hooking, clutching, grabbing type of penalties. So I never thought, wow, that should have been a penalty, or why haven't there been two or three penalties called in this period? It was just one of those games. And every year you have one or two of those where maybe sometimes you don't even have a penalty called in the game.
That's right. 3-1, Sabres victorious. Three straight games, the score has been 3-1. Win over Detroit, lose to Winnipeg, beat the Islanders. Seth, we'll give you another crack here. Go ahead, Seth, you're on the post game. Do we have Seth? All right, Seth, I gave you two chances. Normally you don't get any, you get more than one. That's it. Okay, we go to Brian next. Hi, Brian, go ahead, you're on the post game. Hello, Brian.
Yes.
Go ahead.
To say Omar played really well tonight, along with the team.
He did.
Just coming back and playing well defensively.
I would agree. Thank you, Brian. I thought Allmark was the best player. He was the first star. I didn't think there was any debate about it. The save he makes on Clutterbuck there, and then the play that ends up, maybe he follows it up with two or three more. To me, that's really, really impressive.
And I liked what Jack Eichel said in postgame tonight about how sometimes, paraphrasing, the best defense is offense. And playing in the other team's end does not allow them the opportunity to rattle off shot after shot after shot after chance. And I feel like we've seen that a lot out of the Sabres team over the last couple of games. It was bad. It was real bad against Chicago and against Carolina to some extent. You look back on it and you just say, all right, maybe they are learning from it and they're playing back towards the potential that we've seen at times this season, and it results in making it an easy night or making it easier for Linus Allmark to see some of those chances and not result in two or three just open net chances for the other team to just pop the puck in the net and boom, you're staring at a 2-3 goal deficit.
Let's talk about Allmark. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you what I was commenting on here before we went to the locker room. Allmark was, I thought, magnificent tonight. You have two games here at home with no travel, or 2 days of rest in terms of game action, no travel. You're home for the Rangers. I assume you put him in on Friday.
Yes.
As long as everything goes somewhat well in that Ranger game, if there's at all a win, day off Saturday from game action, short travel to Newark, playing the Devils. Like, is that the spot where Hutton goes in?
No.
Or you just keep it going? And if you just put him in there as long as they keep winning?
This was my point about starting Carter Hutton on Sunday. Not only was it the back-to-back, but you want to have the ability to lean on Linus Allmark now. And as long as he plays well on Friday, I'm going right back to him. And I'm riding a hot hand, so to speak, because you've got time. Look, you're almost at the point of the season where almost every skate might be optional. You know, you're getting to the point of the year where you've been on the ice so much, there's really no point for mandatory practices, so you'll get a lot of those optional skates, and maybe that's when the goaltenders have a chance to get some extra rest. So I look at it, and as long as Friday goes well, I'm going right back to Linus Allmark on Sunday, and I'm looking ahead to where else can I just continue to get him some rest so that he can be the goaltender as long as he's playing up to his level.
Yeah. All right, let's get into our Sabres core group feature now. How did the core group perform? Well, we always start with Eichel in this. Two assists, a plus one. And, I mean, the both assists, these weren't cheap assists. He earned them both. The clean draw win back to Skinner, we know they practiced that. They've tried it before. Perfect setup there. And then beautiful feed. That just touch soft pass, the timing to hit Pominville going to the net to get that game-winning goal there.
On the backhand.
Yeah.
Little flip pass from the backhand. That, I mean, you just look at that, and all you can do is laugh because not every player in the league can do that. It takes a certain type of player to be able to play that way. And, again, Jack Eichel shows off his skills, and sure, he might not have had a goal, but it's two more assists, and he continues to rack up points. And as long as the guys that are on a line with him are producing, Jack Eichel's doing his job, and again tonight, he helps result. The result helps secure the win.
Yeah, Dahlin, a plus one, had that hit that we saw on center ice. I liked, these are three players that feel like they're a part of the core because they've been here for a while. I'm not saying that fans love them to be a part of the core, but they just are. And that's the guys that made up Larson's line tonight with Oposo and Gergensen's. I thought they had two or three really good shifts in the third, controlling play. Gergensen's had a tip that almost went in, and then eventually they give them that cushion goal late. I mean, there's the secondary scoring, but it ends up being, that's huge there down the stretch. I mean, if it's still 2-1, those final minutes could have been really dicey. Instead, they were able to play that a little differently, having that two-goal lead.
And that's where, when you've got a team that has a third and a fourth line really rolling, it makes it hard on the other team because you're wearing them down. They never have an opportunity to really catch their breath if you're throwing it wave after wave at them. And I thought they were the most consistent line from start to finish tonight and get rewarded with Larson getting the goal that made it 3-1. That's the reward for all the hard work that they did tonight. And really, I think that just sort of that shift kind of encapsulates their night.
Sabres core group feature brought to you by Corrigan Moving. For your next move, count on your core group of friends at Corrigan. 3-1 the final. Sabres victorious over the Islanders. Again, passing last year's point total of 62 points. Buffalo now with 63. Okay, a lot of the early games have now gone final. We want to update you on the standings. Where do the Sabres sit in the East? But before we do that, let's find out how all these games played out. For that, back to our studios. Another check of the scores around the league. Here's Dan Cave.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Around the League is brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. The Sabres started the day 1 point behind the Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference standings, and that is where they will remain. The Hurricanes get a win tonight, 4-1 over the Senators. The Canes were down 1-0 entering the final period of play before rattling off 4 unanswered goals in the final period. Teuvo Teravainen with 2 of the goals in the win for Carolina. Elsewhere, the Blue Jackets also get a win. They shut out the Capitals 3-0 is the final. Sergei Bobrovsky, 20 saves in the shutout for Columbus. Also a 3-0 score in Florida, where the Panthers fall to the Stars tonight. Tyler Seguin scores twice tonight for Dallas. The Bruins and Chicago's 7-game winning streak. Boston over the Blackhawks 6-3. David Krejci scores twice tonight for the Bruins. Game still in progress. Late third period in Tampa Bay, the Lightning lead the Flames 6-3. Braden Point, goal number 33 there for Tampa Bay. The Blues on the verge of getting their 7th straight victory. St. Louis all over New Jersey tonight, 7-1 in the third period. Ryan O'Reilly, goal number 21 there for the Blues. Third period in Nashville, the Predators and Red Wings are tied 2-2. Flyers and Wild are knotted up 3-3. That one is early in the third period. Also third period in Winnipeg, where Buffalo's next opponent, the Rangers, leads the Jets 3-2. And the Maple Leafs are in Colorado tonight. That game is tied 1-1 in the second period. Also in Vegas, the Golden Knights and Coyotes are just getting underway. More NHL notes. Evgeny Malkin suspended for 1 game by the league for swinging his stick at Michael Raffles' head during Pittsburgh's win over the Flyers last night. It's the first suspension for Malkin in his NHL career. The Bruins, meanwhile, will be without their top scorer for at least 2 weeks. David Pastrnak suffering an off-ice injury to his thumb. Pastrnak fell at a sponsorship dinner on Sunday evening. Men's college basketball, number 25 UB, improves to 21-3 with a 76-70 road win over Akron. CJ Massenberg leads the way with 21 points for the Bulls, who next visit Toledo on Friday. St. Bonaventure also on the road tonight. The Bonnies route St. Joseph's 76-51. I'm Dan Cave with Around the NHL. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Dan. Nice job for the Big Four teams tonight getting a win. UB on the road in Akron should keep their ranking intact, at least for now. Back to this hockey game, though. A 3-1 Sabres victory gives Buffalo now 63 points. As we said, that's now past last year's mark of 62. 63 points. Where does it sit in terms of the playoffs? Well, the good news for the moment is that Pittsburgh didn't play tonight. That's, I guess, the best news on the out-of-town scoreboard.
Push.
So they remain at 65. That's the last team in. Carolina trailed most of the night in Ottawa, 1-0, but then they end up coming back with 4 goals, and they win 4-1. So you've still got Carolina in between, but right now the Sabres are officially 2 points back. The Penguins have 65. They're in. The Hurricanes have 64. They're out. And then you've got the Sabres with 63. Carolina's played one more game than both Pittsburgh and Buffalo. If you're looking at the other wildcard spot, that's Montreal. Same number of games played as Buffalo. They have 69. That is 2 better than Toronto. The Leafs have actually dropped into third. The Bruins win against Red Hot Chicago tonight at home. Boston now with 72, but they've played 2 more games than the Leafs, so that could flip very easily with only a point separation.
And that's why, even though everybody plays 82 games and you play a similar schedule, every game is not created equal. And if you're the Sabres, if you would have gotten the win over Carolina instead of Minnesota, then you're still at 63 points, but you've then taken away points from Carolina as well.
Right.
So that's where, you know, this time of year, who you beat and how you win and how you play is so important.
The nice thing, at least, about these next set of games coming up, all they've got to do, the Sabres that is figure out a way to win. And you said how it happens. These don't matter. The Rangers right now are not on the Sabres' radar. either as New Jersey, either as Florida, and either as Tampa in the other direction.
Right.
So just however they need to win, regulation, OT, shootout, these, in some sense, don't matter in that fashion. So figure it out, right? That's the easy way to say it.
Right, and then that gets you to post-trade deadline where you play at Toronto that night, at Philadelphia. You get Toronto again on the weekend at Scotiabank Arena. So you've got their six big points in the course of just a six-day span. And you just want to put yourself in a spot where you can – I know the Flyers, they're still six back of you, but they've been playing well, and you don't want to let the door stay open for them. And who knows, if you pick up a couple of points against Toronto, that could go a long way for your own playoff hopes.
That's right. Next, let's go back to the phones. Here's Gabriel with us on the post game. Go ahead, Gabriel. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Bulldog. Long time.
All right, Gabriel. Appreciate the call. Sabres victorious 3-1. So the Rangers are next. They play, as Dan said, they're playing right now in Winnipeg. And they were down 2-0, had gotten the lead back. Now, when amazingly, Dan had said it was 3-2 Rangers. And in the span of just us talking in the last 2 minutes, I just see the Jets have scored twice, and now it's 4-3 Winnipeg.
Mark Scheifele's up to 30 on the season.
Yeah, he scored twice in this game. Kopp scored, who scored the other night against the Sabres as well. He's up to 6. Now, the Ranger team, they played Toronto on Sunday night. I was watching that game on NBCSN, and Toronto doubled, tripled the shots on them, but they still won. I mean, that can happen in the league. We know that. The Rangers can get good goaltending. We know they've got, obviously, a good one.
We saw Friday.
Yeah.
You and I were both watching the game where Carolina ends up winning 3-0, but it took to the third period to even get the first goal and then two empty netters because kind of like the Sabres lost to the Rangers earlier this year, you may play a very good game, but with the way that the goaltending can play at times, it can keep you off the scoreboard and you're just one bounce or fluky play away from a deficit against them.
Yeah, Lundqvist is in. Zibanejad has a couple of goals for the Rangers tonight. He's up to 25. Mm-hmm. But the Jets just scored two goals in less than 2 minutes to turn a 3-2 deficit into a 4-3 lead. The Rangers right now currently sitting in seventh in the Metro. Again, if you're worrying about the Rangers, if you're a Sabre fan, well, then you probably have nothing to worry about in terms of postseason action here coming up.
You're worrying about the wrong thing.
That's right, exactly. All right. Well, we'll see how the homestand finishes off here. We've been here for 6 in a row, 7 in a row. On Friday night, Sabres and Rangers at 7. We'll have pregame at 6.
Feels like a baseball homestand.
That's right. That's right. They play 4-3 like that, right?
Yeah.
Four-game stand against one team, 3 against the other. When is baseball coming up here, Pat? I saw pitchers and catchers today.
They're reporting we've got 51 days until baseball down the street, April 4th.
Oh, that's exciting. It's Masters Week, too. That's very exciting.
A lot of good stuff coming.
That's right. It's a good the end of the NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, March Madness, baseball. For me, I love the Masters. Like all that's in like a 2 week window. I love it.
I was on a podcast earlier today, and they asked me if this is my favorite time of year. I forgot about the Masters only because of the other things going on.
Yeah.
And I said this time of year and October are like 1 and 1A when you've got the NHL starting back up. Baseball playoffs,
NFL,
right,
college football.
Right, you've got all those rolling, and then even now the NBA starts earlier, so you got basketball a little bit. Always have something fun to look forward to.
That's right. Well, we will look forward to being here Friday because it's scheduled, Sabres and Rangers. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, Brian.
And we'll put a wrap here from 716 on our Paul William Belts postgame show. I want to thank our crew back in our Amherst studios. TJ Luckman, our network producer, Kyle Powell on our social media, Dan Cave, our anchor, crew here at KeyBank Center, Pat Malacaro, Jonathan Koziel, Paul Hamilton, our reporter in the room, our pregame show hosts were Shopin the Bulldog, our game announcers, Rick Jenneret and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Koziel. I thank you for listening again. The final, Sabres 3, Islanders 1. We'll talk to you here Friday night as the Sabres finish off the 7-game homestand right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.